fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope Noir, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Very good. Stuck on the crossword, to be honest. But apart from that, we're getting along just fine here. What are we chatting about today in the world of fashion?
I thought, I was kind of like Googling what's the most expensive costume ever made. And this is what preempted talking about June, the new June part one, 2021.
I am so keen to see this. This is one of those movies that I was like, I really want to see that in a cinema. I think that's a movie that needs a big screen for the Junes, and also, you know, that proper sound system. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I thought it was great. It's visually, like, you know, it just kind of blows your mind. But then, given that the director is Denis Villeneuve, you'd kind of expect that anyway.
Yeah,
he kind of has an aesthetic with the cinematography that just kind of blows you away with anything
totally.
He does.
Well, the film is good. The costumes, what do they look like? For people who haven't, you know, somehow managed to not see any images of it, give us a bit of a visual idea of what we're looking at.
Okay, it's set 10,000 years in the future, but what's quite fascinating is that artificial intelligence and computers have been abolished, and so it kind of has this thing where it's futuristic, but it's also historic.
Mm-hmm.
The costumes have got so many influences, it kind of blew my mind. Basically, it's medieval references, ancient tarot cards and alchemy,
whoa,
Greek tragedy, the House of Atreides, which Timothy Chalamet's character Paul comes from.
yeah.
That's kind of like Dr. Zhivago and Lawrence of Arabia.
True.
So
okay.
Starting there, he's kind of like their house wears kind of very clean military lines. What's also interesting is they don't have any fasteners, so there's no buttons
Whoa.
Or zips.
Well, how do they get into their clothes then?
Well, I mean, they do have them because they must be hidden, but they use things like magnets to get collars to sit up
cool.
or down or thing. And I kind of thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
The two costume designers, Jacqueline West, she's kind of like the lead costume designer, and then she brought in Bob Morgan, who she's collaborated with quite a bit. Jacqueline West has done The Social Network, which kind of didn't really mean much to me, and also The Curious Case of Benjamin Button and The Revenant.
Those have got some really strong costumes. The Revenant's costuming, I can see how that would sort of be a nice segue into some of those June costumes, those big coats and like kind of rugged on the frontier sort of thing that they've got there.
Yeah, and then Bob Morgan has worked on Maleficent. That's the one. Mistress of Evil and Inception, amongst others.
Sick.
And so when I Googled most expensive dress or costume design, it actually came up with the Lady Jessica, who is the concubine of Paul's father in the House of Atreides. And she, when she arrives on the June planet, I guess, she's wearing this amazing and kind of gold mustard silk dress.
Wow.
And it has this very intricate chainmail across her face and kind of shoulders and arms. And why it's so expensive is because it was handmade, because
wow.
in the setting, the clothing, because there were no, the computers are gone, the artificial intelligence is gone, they kind of revert back to making things by hand.
Mm-hmm.
So this costume is actually handmade.
That's amazing. So is this the most expensive costume in the film or ever of all time?
Well, when I Googled, it was like ever, all time, but it doesn't tell you how much it costs.
I see. So they're
which
just
is
like,
interesting.
Yeah.
So it could be just something that's like, oh, yeah, we'll do this as a marketing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Interestingly, the estimated budget of the film is US, I hope you're sitting down, $165 million.
Oh, ouch, that's expensive, far out.
Yep.
I mean, it's sort of not surprising though, just like looking at any clip of that film, it's very lush, like everything in it is very well thought out, all of the details seem so, you know, specific and precise, as you said, like even not having fastenings on the costumes, it's all extremely, you know, no cost cutting going on.
Yeah, and they made over 1,000 costumes.
Wow.
And the Lady Jessica's kind of costumes are all kind of influenced by vintage Dior, Francisco Goya. So there's fine art, there's like so many amazing historical references, and the costumes kind of really add to her character, which you'd expect. But then there's also, you know, the Harkonnens, who are kind of like the evil colonizers, and their costumes were all influenced by beetles and ants and spiders. So the textures were used to inspire kind of the hard shells of the robes and the armor. There's also the Reverend Mother, who is part of the Bene Gesserit kind of witch, all female priestesses, and that's kind of the occult side, and they're kind of very gothy but medieval with very high headpieces, so they can look very empowered and authoritative. And she wears kind of like a face veil of kind of a metallic kind of fabric as well, which is so magical. And then they got I think it's Jose Fernandez is how you pronounce it, who was the sculptor who created Wonder Woman's armour. And he made the Free Men's still suits, which allow, like, so there's these Free Men which are in the desert, and they kind of live in the desert, and their costumes are actually dark, which you'd kind of think, well, hang on a minute, they're in the desert, wouldn't they wear white? But they're dark because these still suits allow people to perspire, and they reuse the water to rehydrate them. Which is like, golly, you know. But it also, the other kind of practical side of it is that you, if you have people in beige, in a beige landscape, then you won't see them.
Yeah, exactly. You know? For the theatre side of it, it's good to have a big dark suit against those nice big dunes,
Yeah.
It does seem to be one of those movies that everybody is talking about at the moment. Would you recommend it? Would you say it is worth heading along to, Penny?
Yeah, I definitely think you'd want to see it on the big screen first as well. Because it's just visually stunning. So, you know, it's the thing that I really love about it is the brutalist architecture, which, you know, when you think about it, I think the book was written in the 70s. I haven't read the book, but I also found out that there were 15 books, which I didn't realise. So 6 were written by the original writer, Frank Herbert, and then there were 9 after written by his son and somebody else. And I was like, whoa, that's insane.
Yeah.
And this is just part one, so what's happening, you know?
15 movies, we're coming.
Yeah. But it's just like, it kind of reminds me of like when you come to Auckland University, and Auckland University has that amazing brutalist architecture, and they totally utilise that in this film, and you've got that kind of dark colouring, and I thought it was really magical, actually.
Oh, amazing. I'll be really interested to see, because, you know, sometimes when there is a huge blockbuster film with a really distinct visual language, it does bleed back into the runway, and I'll be really interested to see if we get a bit of, like, Dune inspiration pop up on some of the next sort of season catwalks, because that is one of those circular conversations that I find really interesting between fashion and film.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of weird because some of the characters kind of remind you of like Mad Max and things like that, the costuming. But also, you know, how Gary Newman is kind of rocking that kind of look at the moment as well. And he kind of copped some flack because he was accused of like cultural appropriation from Middle Eastern cultures. So it's quite interesting to see, like, you know, how that kind of thing all works.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to follow. Well, I'm keen to go and check it out. Thank you for your fashion update and film review. We love a 2-for-1, Penny.
Yep.
Have an excellent rest of your morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Great. Okay, take care.
Ka kite.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.